Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
No, sorry, it's not Friday. You can't go up the pub yet. it is Thursday, and we play that music earlier than usual because, of course, it is Wayne Rooney Day here on TalkSport.
Oh, yes.
And over the years, we didn't realise, really, till we just put Wayne Rooney into the clip system to discover there's been quite a few Wayne Rooney-related clips on the station since he played that first game against the mighty Spurs at Goodison. And we've picked out some of the best, haven't we, Andy?
We have.
And shall we start with Alan Brazil? And we're guessing that Big Al believes Wayne Rooney is primed and ready.
Yeah, I think in Wayne's mind he knows he's ready. He's primed. He's ready. He's had his little break. He's had a blowout. He's got his goal. He's primed.
Well, I think he is, and ready, more importantly.
Neil Warnock now on Breakfast, reminding us of a famous rhyme.
David can't afford to let Wayne go. He's in the driving seat. I can't really see Wayne in Spain, if I'm honest.
The Wayne in Spain never really happened, did it? That's very true.
It's brilliant.
Quite a few of these clips featured Mr. Mark Saggers, who often had plenty to say about Wayne Rooney, and this kicks us off.
For me, Fergie's done everything absolutely right. And if Rooney just wants to throw the prams out the toy...
The pram's out the toy.
How does that work?
That's a beauty.
Here's Wayne's number one fan, Mike Parry, you heard him earlier, taking a call on the subject of hair loss back in the day.
Hair loss.
So let's talk to Peter. He happens to be a City fan. He's in Stockport in Cheshire. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hello, mate. Mate. Yeah, yeah. Did baldness change your life, Pete?
I've got loads of hair, but I was just thinking of people like Wayne Rooney, like King Henry VIII and...
There we are. Just the two names that, when you think of bald, famous bald men, who are the first two names that come to mind? Wayne Rooney and Henry VIII. That's it. Yeah.
Brilliant.
So, next up, it's me, isn't it? Staying with Mike. Here he is talking up his hero.
Mick, he is going to explode like a tomato explodes when it's put into a microwave oven, and he's going to splatter his reputation all over this part of the world.
It's an odd thing, isn't it?
Have we not got the caller?
We never got the caller because a bloke phoned up later on and he says, I agree with you, Mike. He's going to explode like a tomato in a microwave. That don't make it even worse. But we couldn't find that one. No,
never mind. Back to Alan Brazil now with a harsh critique of England's record goal scorer.
OK, Tim, I think we both agree. Rubbish Wayne is still good enough to pull on that Everton shot.
Rubbish Wayne?
That's a bit harsh.
For a while he was calling him Rubbish Wayne. There's no need for that. Saggers is back, bringing us some little-known news.
Wayne Rooney, whatever you say, has been a record player.
Wayne Rooney's been a record player? I wouldn't have thought he knew what a record player was. He might have been a CD player. He could have been a CD player.
Now, Rooney has always stirred up passion and emotion amongst football fans. None more so than this caller.
What Wayne Rooney has done today is basically made a rod for his own back. He's basically covering his own bum and his own...
Talk Sport, Caller of the Week.
Yeah, bum would have done, mate. There's need to make it worse. We got the idea of what he was covering. So, some have gone the other way. That's somebody getting sort of stirring up passion and emotion. Some have gone the other way and got overly affectionate, like Mark Saggers.
All of those join me in the first couple of hours of the show. We're going to look at the 100 Club with Wayne Rooney.
Wayne.
Only his close friends
call
him Wayne.
When you know him well, you can call him Wayne. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's a caller now with an odd premonition.
Wayne Rooney,
as Wayne is getting older, his form will decline and decline, and he won't be good enough for Everton. And I think there's a possibility that Wayne will finish up at Wigan.
How did that work out for you? There are other options, but yeah. He never got to, maybe he'll come back and play for Wigan. He says he's going to finish at DC, but who knows? So here's Ray Parler, who has an observation about Wayne's anatomy.
Wayne Rooney, 249, still going. Look, he'll always have knockers, I'm afraid.
I'll grow up.
And finally.
Yeah, here we go.
It's
the one, isn't it? It's the ultimate Wayne Rooney clip, really.
It's an all-time classic from newsreader Daisy Gray.
Manchester City surrendered a two-goal lead to draw 2-2 with Tottenham in the Premier League's late game. It means they're now 9 points behind leaders Chelsea, who play tomorrow. Earlier, Wayne Rooney became the best 1-1 record and to Bobby Charlton. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Gray.
Wayne Rooney became the best 1-1 record and to Bobby Charlton.
We still don't know what happened that
of
day.
All of his greatest achievements, that must must be right up there.
Fantastic.
So there we are. They were the Wayne Rooney clips special. The normal clips, the regular clips, will be back tomorrow at 3:30.
Lovely.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.